on Friday, we had some disagreement over the content of the budget. Firstly, we earlier on raised a concern about the lack of inclusion of the peace budget in the national budget 2023-2024, the inclusion of the election-related budget, we raised it earlier on, the inclusion of budget for permanent constitution making profit, which are very critical elements of the roadmap, and also the inclusion of census, which is also a very crucial element of the election process in the Republic of South Sudan. On Friday, we had a fundamental difference between us, the SPLM, SPLA-IO, and the SPLM-IG over the increment of salaries of public servants, the salaries of civil servants, the members of the organized forces, and the armed force, the military. The increment which the parliament had adopted earlier was to increase the salary of the public servants by at least 600%. But then, for some reason beyond our comprehension, the SPLM party reneged, adopting the position that was coming from the executive to increase the salary of public servants by only 400%. The 400% increment would mean a grade 17 officer in the public service would get an equivalent of $2 a month, something which we rejected. It is not consistent with the international best practice on fighting poverty and also on the fair treatment of workers. And we did not want the executive to influence the parliament to do what they think is right. We wanted the parliament to stick to its earlier resolution of increasing the salaries by 600%.
What would this mean in terms of the overall implementation of the revitalized peace agreement? Would it have any impact?
I would see that there will be a great impact. First and foremost, the parliament is a distinct arm of government with specific mandate of oversight over the executive. It was unfortunate that the parliament could succumb to the pressure coming from the executive to implement the whims of the executive in terms of passing the budget as it became in reference to the increment of salaries and wages of the members of the public service. Two, if the parliament would be under the whims of the executive, where the executive can interfere in its functioning, in what the parliament is supposed to do, and yet the parliament has been given responsibility to oversee the implementation of the peace agreement, it means with the time, other critical responsibilities that have been given to the parliament, including promulgating the permanent constitution, which is yet to be adopted by the parliament. That means the executive would prevail over the parliament on what they would feel the parliament should do in this aspect.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you so much.